recently told my mentor, music entrepreneur HQ is dying. And he said to me, that's the first time I've ever heard you say that. I know you've had some ups and downs and your struggles, but this is the first time I've ever heard you say that it was dying. But he said something really interesting, which was, you know, the way I looked at it, maybe you didn't feel this way, maybe you felt like music entrepreneur HQ was your core thing. I always felt like there's Stephen Angel Weave, and then he's got this side thing that he does, music entrepreneur HQ. And I was like, huh. Never quite thought of it that way, but yeah, maybe it was one of those situations where I set myself a layer back, and that wasn't always a bad thing. Sometimes I was like overwhelmed with emails that I simply could not answer and didn't have the time to, and so setting myself a layer back in terms of communication for a while at least was a matter of survival more than anything else. It didn't always work exactly the way I hoped it would work, but it did take some pressure off of me to be able to do the work that I needed to do. But there was another conversation that we had several months back. Now, as I share this with you, it might be several months before this podcast episode ever comes out, so I might be talking about something that happened last year, just so we're clear on this. But for me, several months ago, you know, I had friends. I was staying with a friend in Penticton. She happened to have a room open where I could stay, so I ended up renting it for 3 months. She had some mutual friends over for a couple of days. They were headed to Toronto, but they were just staying for a couple of days before heading out. And one of the things that they said to me was, you know, without music, it just doesn't seem like you've got your full self-expression. There's like a missing piece. And without that in your content, it may not fully resonate. And I think that kind of hit home for me, finally. Like, I've only been thinking about trying to do this in a particular way, maybe even my way, without thinking about other elements that could be incorporated, ways to make it more fun, ways to make it more interesting and engaging and consistent. And a lot of those things just didn't really show up for me until later. So I was like, oh, this is my info product and coaching business. Just let me do my thing. I don't want to change. And yeah, that was not always the right decision, that there definitely would have been opportunities to change that I wish I'd paid a little more attention to along the way. But I don't know that it would have ended up in a different decision or a different outcome, really. It was a platform for me to experiment, to try a whole bunch of things, to learn. And I did. I mean, I learned so much, things I would do and things I would not do in the future and how I would tweak things in the future. It's been very, very educational and informative in that specific way. So maybe Music Entrepreneur HQ was a side thing. I just didn't really know it at the time. And now in hindsight, it's kind of like, yeah, there's definitely no denying that it was one of many things that I was doing simultaneously.
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.